Two Truths and a Lie, coming in hot with a brand new season 8 of Joe, the Jesus Over Everything show. I'm your host, Lisa Whittle, and if you're new here, welcome. If you've been around, you know how this goes. Jesus, honesty, and straight talk. Let's go. Going to be talking to you about some things that matter to me on here this season because I think they will also matter to you. One of those things you'll be hearing a lot about is Compassion International. I've loved Compassion for a long time, been personally involved with this ministry, not only sponsoring a child in El Salvador for years, but also getting to see her in the flesh when I was over there with the ministry some years ago, and also getting just to see the beauty of how this ministry pours into children and parents to help release them from poverty in Jesus' name. Because one of the things I've noticed is when I'm hurting, seeing the hurts and needs of others and serving them helps heal my own heart and spirit in a very unique way. This is how God created us. So I'm going to be sharing some stories. I'll be sharing from my own heart. Joe is going to have some incredible opportunities in the coming months to partner with Compassion in a very unique and personal way. And I cannot wait to tell you all about that. But for now, if you want to bless a child with sponsorship, food, learning opportunities, support for their families, and most important, opportunities to hear about Jesus, I want you to head to the show notes to be connected to children that you can see and help today, or go to compassion.com/Joe. And as a thank you for your sponsorship, we're going to send you a copy of my book called Whole for free, maybe a book you haven't read before from some years back. Head to the show notes right after the show for those details. So maybe you've heard teenagers or young adults play this game called Two Truths and a Lie, where, you guessed it, you tell them three things, and two of them are true, one of them is a lie, and the friends have to guess which one is a lie. Of course, if the game is played right, you make those three things, all three of them, sound pretty good and reasonable, so it's hard for the guesser to tell which one is the lie. And a lot of times people get it wrong, of course. You know me, I would say, if you're a faithful listener of the show, but you probably don't know me that well. So if I played the game with you and said, here are three things. Number one, I was a baton twirler when I was a little girl. Number two, I played on a tennis league in high school. And number three, I dyed my hair yellow blonde one time. You might have a hard time knowing which one of those was a lie because you didn't live life with me. You don't know which one is a lie. And all three of those things could be true if I was actually good at tennis, because that one is a lie. I never played on a tennis league in high school, or in any season of life have I played on a tennis league. I took tennis lessons once. Yeah, I'm not a great tennis player. But I guess that's really the point, isn't it, about truth, lies, all of it. It's hard sometimes with things that sound great and even close to be able to sort through it and know which things are truths, which thing is a lie. And I think this is especially true in culture right now. And so the next 4 weeks in this sort of series, Two Truths and a Lie, I want to help you sift through some of that confusion and help you have a biblical mindset to know truth and to stand in it to where you have the confidence in that. Now, I can't work miracles in 4 weeks, but I think even talking through some of these things to sort through what's the truth about it, what's the lie about it, is helpful. I posted not long ago a quote from C.S. Lewis in the Screwtape Letters, his book, where he says, and some of this is inserted text, so in the context you can understand what we're talking about, the enemies, and that's inserted text, cause is never more in danger than when a human looks round upon a universe from which every trace of God, inserted, seems to have vanished and asks why he has been forsaken and still obeys. So he's talking about the fact that when you look around the world, symptomatically, you're thinking, where's God? It appears that he's nowhere in this world. And yet the enemy is terribly frightened when in that scenario, which I would dare say is the scenario that we live in right now, the Christian is still obeying God, is still believing God, is still staying faithful. We live in a time that things look very much like what Lewis describes here, like all traces of God are gone, like he has absolutely vanished. And when we go on those symptoms, we can believe this lie, God is absent. That's the lie. But that's a lie that we can believe if we go on the symptoms, that he is absent from our pain, that he is absent from our troubles, from the world's groaning, from the problems, the global injustice, the fighting, the abuse in the church, the personal hardships, that he's gone, he's not on it, he's not paying attention at all. And as we believe that lie, it affects the way we function. But I want to expose it. It is a lie. Here are the two truths, though. Number one, God is very much paying attention. If you study the attributes of God, omniscience, all-knowing, omnipotence, all-powerful, and omnipresence everywhere, you know that the presence and priority of God is on this world and our lives. Now, he is allowing flesh to have its way for a time, even while he gives us a way to escape temptation, relieve our sorrow and distress in trusting him. He's told us in John 16:33, which is a verse that I reference all the time because it is a verse that I cling to so much, especially in these times. But it says in that verse, in this world there will be trouble, first part of that verse, which tells us, okay, this is what's going to happen and is happening. And then second part, but take heart, I have overcome the world. He has said, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good, Proverbs 15:3. He's basically telling us in these verses, I know, I'm paying attention. I am paying close attention. God has not gone missing. His silence does not mean negligence. We, as humans, just cannot know or see all that he does. The second truth is that sometimes what we see will not line up with what we believe and cling to. There is a gap there. There are two different things at play. Lewis's quote was so powerful because he's speaking to this very issue of our feelings of abandonment, which we all have sometimes, especially in the midst of crisis, when we see things and we feel things and we experience things, and yet we still trust God. We still believe him. We still worship. When we still choose to have hope and faith, it's countercultural, and it's even counter to our flesh. But it's when strength is born in our bones, and yes, it is hard, but it is possible with his help. It takes courage despite all the negativity, all the noise, all the naysayers to keep putting Jesus first, but he will help us. Psalm 63:8 says, my soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me. That's powerful. It's incredible. As we cling to God, his hand, God's hand holds us up. I know you might not have felt very strong lately. I know it's easy to believe the lie that God is absent, that he's not on it, that he's not paying attention, but please do not believe it because he is here. He is aware. Your God knows you. He loves you and he wants you to trust him. Guys, I'm so excited about this new season. You have no idea what's up ahead for not only the Joe Show, but the entire Lisa Whittle Ministry. So many things happening. If you aren't on our LW Friends email list, get on that so you don't miss a single announcement. Follow my personal page on Instagram and also the Jesus Over Everything podcast. We're going to link all of those links in the show notes. And as a fun thank you for listening to this season, we have something special. We want to offer you a free Jesus Over Everything poster, super gorgeous, modern design that I love so much and have in my own home. Head to the show notes for the link for that as well. Frame it for a perfect, really inexpensive gift for someone as well. And don't miss next week when we tackle two more truths and, of course, that lie. This time, we're going to be talking about if it's a truth or a lie that you can be a Christian in this world and have a strong conviction. Got lots to say about that, so come back then. You've been listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. Follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to us wherever you get podcasts. Jesus Over Everything is a production of Joe Productions. Executive producer Lisa Whittle. Produced and edited by Lainey Thomas. Art by Noelle Rhodes. My new show, Ministry Strong, launches soon on October 17th. Listen to the trailer episode and subscribe to that show wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss a single episode.